Good evening. I want to welcome each one to the service tonight. So I'm going to be leading three songs, then I'm going to go into a little bit of a short devotional, and then after that, we're going to do a little bit of chain singing. So I'll pick somebody to pick a song first, and then we'll do like five people. I'm going to go ahead and pick Joseph to have one song, and then Joseph, you want to go ahead and pick somebody else, and we'll just do five people, and then after that, Josh will come up and lead his song, and then Megan will have children's class, and we'll go from there. But I'll go ahead and lead three songs either out of either hymnal, whatever selection you guys have. Sorry, can you say that number again? 155 in the church hymnal. Come, gracious Spirit, heavenly dove. Psalm 383, the church hymnal.
Thank you.
229. You can stand for this song. So being this is November, and like I said earlier, supposed to be a thankful time of the month. Sometimes we aren't realize how thankful we actually have it, and even just with practical stuff in life. But I like to read out of Psalms 100. You guys can turn there or you can just listen. This is a short chapter. Psalms 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I think sometimes through life, like I said earlier, we forget the basis of who we are and who we serve. And I think this story here that I'm going to share with you gives sort of an illustration of how fast and quickly we can spiral out and be in the rat race of life and trying to get more and do better and do more things and accomplish everything that we can as quickly as we can. I came across this story and it highlights the fact that sometimes less is more and more is less. On a small tourist island village lived a talented local musician. The musician played at the local event center for minimal wage. A tourist visiting the island complimented the musician on his original songs and asked how many shows he did per week. Not many, usually three per week, the musician answered. Why don't you do more? Asked the tourist, wondering why the musician wasn't cashing in on his talent. The musician explained that the small amount of the shows were sufficient to meet the needs and that of his family. But what would you do with the rest of your time? Asked the tourist. We sleep late, work a little, play with our children, and spend time with our partners. During the day, we go into the town to see our friends. We spend time in nature, meditate, and enjoy life. The tourist interrupted. I have an MBA from Harvard, and I can help you. You should start by doing more shows every week. Then you will make more money. With the extra revenue, you can buy better equipment to sell your music online. And after that, asked the musician, with that extra money, the online revenue will bring you, you can hire a manager, a promoter, a personal assistant. Instead of playing local shows, you can sell your music to the world and become famous. You can even leave this little island and move to London, Los Angeles, or even New York City. From there, you can have anything you desire. How long will that take? 20, perhaps 25 years, replied the tourist. And after that, asked the musician. After that, well, my friend, that's when it gets really interesting, answered the tourist. When you get really big, you can start buying and selling stocks or property and make millions more. Millions, really? And after that, asked the musician. After that, you'll be able to retire, live in a tiny island village near the coast, sleep late, work a little, play with your children, and spend time with your partner. During the day, you can go into town to see your friends and spend time in nature, meditate, and enjoy life. With all due respect, sir, that's exactly what I'm doing now. So what's the point wasting 25 years, asked the musician. The moral of the story is this. Sometimes less is more, and sometimes more is less. Know where you're going in life. You may already be there. Know at the very least where you want to go. It may not be that far away. Stress less and enjoy more. Think less about the future and spend more time in the now. There's nothing wrong with striving to be your best self, but don't get attracted to things, money, or achievements to determine your value in life. Happiness, great relationships, peace, and health are better measurements. That's all I have. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord, just thank you so much for everything you've given us, your love and mercy. I just ask that you would just be with us in this coming week. Just help us to be thankful for what we have. And just ask that you would help be able to share our thankfulness to the others around us. Just ask that you just be with the rest of this service. Just help to be a blessing to the people involved. Pray this all in Jesus' name. All right, so we're going to go ahead with that chain singing, Joe. So you go ahead and pick your song and pick somebody for that. And then we'll have five people for that. And once that fifth one's picked, then we will Josh will come up and lead a song.
Sure. Thank you. Okay, I will lead one song, but before that, Megan will lead traditional singing, and after that, Ariana can group can come up right after I lead the song. So turn with me to song number 367 in the church hymnal. Song number 367.
Please.
her time over to Megan.
We're going to be singing two songs tonight, I Am a Sheep and I Want to Be Where You Are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan and Ariane, for doing that for me. Let's go to 466 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, we're going to go right into Benji's group, and then after that, I will go into Joseph has a group as well. And then we'll have one more song before the chorus. Song number 466 in the Christian hymnal.
We have two songs tonight, Rise Up, O Men of God, and Complete in Thee.
Church for you doth wait. Something better than singing is singing with friends. And it's really good to have everybody here, especially tonight, Kevin and Irene. Matt asked me to have this group. I wanted to capitalize on that, so it's great. And it brings back lots of good memories. We have two songs tonight. One song talks about creation and how it glorifies God and points to his greatness. And then the second one is a trip back in time for us, Chariots of Fire. And it is lots of memories attached to this one too. And it's also, I was thinking about this morning's sermons and how we don't need to fear and how God is always unchanging. And he is there with us. There are chariots of fire surrounding us.
The flowers bloom in time of
Okay, for the next song, we'll sing song number 579 in the church hymnal, and we'll sing verses 1 and 2 and 5, and on the fifth verse, the chorus can come front.
For the Well, good evening. It's been really good to be here. I don't think we would have had to get up here tonight. I've really enjoyed what has been shared so far. We do have three songs to share. One of them is will involve you all there on your benches. But the first one is called "O God, Be Merciful." And I thought I'd just say a couple of words. The text to this is fairly old. It was written by a Norwegian fellow. I won't try to say his name. Back in the 1860s. And I guess when I sing this song, I think about the parable that Jesus told in Luke 18, where there was the Pharisee and the publican that was standing on the street corner. And Jesus said, "And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." So that should be our stance before God, is on our faces asking for his mercy. And then after this song, we will do the congregational song. And I'll have a couple of words about that, and we'll end the evening with a Christmas song.
Thank you.
right, you have those song sheets on your benches. And if you turn there, what we're going to do is we'll sing it for you. And then we'll just come back and have you all join in on the second time through the song. Very simple song. I think you'll pick it up really fast. We'll sing through the verse one together. Just do what you can, and then we'll stop right there, and we'll go back and repeat verse 1, 2, and 3. I think one verse of you trying, you'll pretty much have it. And sorry, my pitch pipe has been giving me strange fits tonight, so I'm going to start at low C and go up. Do mi sol,
the son of man will come.
Y'all got it? We'll try it, verse 1, 2, and 3, all in a row. And I just really like this song. You know, the verses are not words we're used to singing. I mean, when do we sing about the goats being led away? I think that's the first time I've done that. But I really love the refrain where the Lord says, "Come, you blessed. You learn to listen and to do, come find rest from sin and sword." So as we get to the refrain each time, if we can just swell our volume to a nice, joyful volume together, would be nice. Verse 1 again.
Know me song,
the song of ever come one day.
Thank you.